Welcome back. Our next section, supplement options, what you need to know. This is short, but sweet and really important. First, we're going to start with injections of vitamin B12. Now, ask your health professional for a prescription for B12 injections containing methylcobalamin or hydroxycobalamin if you're going this route, particularly if you have moderate or high CDR levels, meaning that you're at a high risk for being low in B12. The reason that injections of B12 are so effective is that you're administering a bioactive, body-ready dose of B12 directly into your bloodstream. That long process of B12 assimilation from food or supplements is bypassed. Remember that section, B12 metabolism, why you may not be getting it. You get the B12 directly into your biochemistry with an injection. With severe B12 deficiencies and symptomologies, this is absolutely the best way to get all systems back online the fastest. In this case, you'll be working with your health professional, so both your blood work from your urinary methylmalonic acid test, which is the gold standard test, and possibly a blood homocysteine test, and your response to appropriate B12 supplementation will help your health professional to better serve your health interests and perhaps that of others, if this is training for them, in the years ahead. So here are your sources for injectable methylcobalamin, and in most cases, you'll need to call these places. And I've got them listed out with phone numbers. So right in your B12 exposed course book, you can find these, including Hopewell Pharmacy in New Jersey, Coastal Compounding Pharmacy, Lee Silsby Pharmacy, Wellness Pharmacy, and Park Pharmacy. I've got all of their numbers there. So do check those out. And even if you can't directly get the injectable B12 from there, you can call them or have your health professional call them, and they will be able to get the human active injectable methylcobalamin or hydroxycobalamin injections for you. Hydroxycobalamin injections of 1,000 micrograms per milliliter are manufactured by Watson Laboratories, Inc. in Corona, California, and I've listed their phone number there for you, and it's sold by prescription only. Okay, so I've got the information in the course book for you if you want to do hydroxycobalamin as well. Next is transdermal methylcobalamin B12 patches that you put behind your ear. These things rock. You just put them behind your ear, and like the shots, you bypass the whole digestion and assimilation issue that makes getting B12 into your bloodstream such a challenge. So you'll see in the course book, I have your source for B12 patches, so you can click on the link there and very easily get them. The B12 on these patches is methylcobalamin, the human active form, and it goes straight through your skin and into your capillaries, where it enters your bloodstream directly. No shots, no pain, no doctor's appointment even. You wear that patch for 24 hours, and then you take it off. You can wear it in the shower. You can wear it out running, whatever. I tend to take a shower and then put it on. A few days later, you can put on another patch. So for anybody, no matter whether you've got a severe deficiency or you're just trying to keep your B12 levels up and you've got almost no risk, 2 times a week is sufficient for these patches. A clinical trial was conducted in August 2003. Volunteers between the ages of 20 and 48 had a baseline blood sample taken. A B12 patch was placed behind the ear of each volunteer after that baseline sample was taken. A series of samples were taken at 1, 2, 4, 6, and 8 hours after the baseline, so not very long after putting on the patch. All samples were analyzed for their blood levels of B12 in an independent laboratory. Now I'll pause right there. Yes, I have told you that taking blood levels of B12 is not a good measure of the levels of B12 in your system. But in this case, they're testing them right before they put on the B12 patch, then they're putting on the patch, and then they're retesting their levels. So anything they'd see happen in their blood over just a few hours' time is definitely going to be from the patch. The average blood level increased from 721 to 1470 picograms per milliliter in these subjects. Most physicians are concerned about B12 deficiency if blood tests indicate levels below 400 or maybe 550. So these levels, at least for blood, went through the roof, which is really, really good. That means that the patches work and the human active B12 gets exactly where it needs to go, which is into your system, into your bloodstream. Initial clinical testing demonstrates the B12 patch doubled vitamin B12 levels within 8 hours of applying the patch, and that is phenomenal. Sources for oral B12. We're looking at B12 oral liquid or also tablets. And I have links for you in the B12 Exposed course book of where you can go to get oral liquid that has human active B12 and also sublingual tablets that have the human active B12. Either one of these you're just going to put under your tongue and keep it there as long as you can so that it will go through the membranes that are in your mouth and get into your bloodstream and go around your body and nourish you with that great human active B12. Now, in addition to these methods, we should take a few minutes to look at nutrients that interact with and support B12 assimilation and levels in your body. So when we return, we'll take a look at nutrient interactions with vitamin B12. See you in a minute.